This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Geek Squad. This is Kristen. How can I help you?
Again, what was your name?
Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen. My name is Miles, and I'm with XPO. And I was just calling to report the reason why an installation or why a few installations were not able to be completed and to request a breeze code for a trip charge. And I have the FMS order number available whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead with that number.
753-198-24.
Okay, it's loading. My computer is very slow today, so please bear with me.
Sure, no problem at all.
It's spinning. Oh, okay. Can you verify the client's name and address, please?
Sure, absolutely. This order is for Alan Zulfick at 26215 West Ravine Woods Drive, Chanahan, Illinois, 60410.
Okay. All right. So you need a freeze code for trip charge and what else?
Yes.
What happened with the order?
So the techs were uninstalling the techs were getting ready to do the installs, and they let the customer know that his shutoff valve needs to be replaced, and they let him know that it was going to be $94 to replace the valve, and the customer got really upset and created a hostile environment because he was so upset that they, that he was going to have his shutoff valve replaced and pay $94, that he didn't give the techs the opportunity to even be able to let him know, well, hey, we can call our dispatch and they can contact Best Buy to see if Best Buy will cover that for you. The customer created a hostile environment. So the techs just left the home and they took the products with them to return to Best Buy tomorrow morning. But I let the customer know, because the customer was talking about, when I called him, he said, that he was talking about canceling his order. I said, no, look, if you reschedule it with Best Buy the next time we go out, just tell the techs that you're not willing to pay for the valve replacement. You need them to call their dispatch, have them call Best Buy and see if Best Buy will cover the valve replacement. And Best Buy will cover the valve replacement. I already know Best Buy will pay for it.
Yeah, $94. Yeah, pretty sure.
It's just a bummer that the customer said that he talked to a store manager at Best Buy, and the store manager at Best Buy told him something like the techs were not supposed to ask him to pay for the $94 for the valve replacement, which is completely and utterly wrong. You could actually define it as being a lie, because the store manager should know that any additional work or any additional parts that are considered to be outside of a basic installation service, the techs can charge additional for any additional parts and or labor necessary outside of a basic installation service.
Yeah. The shutoff valve, is that for the refrigerator or the
dishwasher?
Dishwasher.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also explained to the customer how pretty much so everyone in his area has to have their valves replaced, because they all have either they have a 5/8 inch shutoff valve, which is no longer the standard, or they have an old Chicago style valve, which is no longer up to code.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I was able to calm the customer down and de-escalate the situation, so that was good.
Okay, so he doesn't want to cancel now. He wants to reschedule.
Yeah, he's going to end up rescheduling now that he knows that Best Buy will pay for the valve replacement. Unless he decides to replace, I mean, he's not going to cancel. He may replace the valve himself, because he said he can go to Menards down the street and get a shutoff valve for like $4. And while that may be true, that may very well be true, it's up to him whether or not he wants to, you know, turn the water off to his home to just to replace that shutoff valve.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it takes. I'm not a plumber, so I have no clue what's entailed in that. So he may have some kind of knowledge, though, you know, where, and, you know, you shut off to the house for 10, 15 minutes and then replace that valve and turn it back on. So
that's about a probably take about 10 minutes. It's something that's really simple to do, but if our guys have to do it, they have to charge that $94 price to the customer. Because they have to provide the valve and they have to provide the additional labor.
Okay.
And it is kind of unfair to customers the way that the dishwasher manufacturers changed the standard from 5/8 to 3/8, because the customers don't know that their water line and their shutoff valve connection is a 5/8 inch connection. They don't know that. And so when they get their 3/8, when they get their dishwasher kit that says this is a 3/8 inch, you know, stainless steel braided flex hose, you know, it's got a 3/8 inch connection, they don't know that that's not going to fit their shutoff valve. Why the dishwasher manufacturers didn't stick with the standard 5/8, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't even know if they gave me that kit and handed it to me. I'd be like, okay, so does it fit? I don't know.
Right, exactly. The only thing I can think is they changed the standard from 5/8 to 3/8 to conserve water, because if the water line is 1/4 inch smaller, not at the same amount of water can flow through the line. But then again, it could also be for water pressure, since the water is flowing through a smaller line, it might flow with a higher pressure, so that it goes into the dishwasher, it's going in at a higher pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I can also call him just to, I don't know if I want to.
No, you're fine. If you call him, it's going to be fine, because like I mentioned, I've already de-escalated the situation. Okay. He's not upset anymore. When the text told me about the situation, I knew going into it, when I called the customer, he was going to be upset. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, it's my, but, you know, it's whatever, because it's my job, so... If I called the customer and he wanted to use me as his everlast punching bag, oh, well, that's what I get paid to do.
Yeah, that's what I've been getting all day.
Yeah, sometimes we get paid to be everlast punching bags, and, you know, it is what it is.
All right, give me just a minute. Well, actually, you gave me all the information. I'll just go ahead and give you that Breeze code, and I'll call the client.
Okay, I'm ready for the Breeze code.
It is 280-254-628.
Okay, 280-254-628.
That is correct.
Okay, well, I thank you very much for your help with this. It is greatly appreciated, and I do hope you have a good night.
Thanks, you too.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.